Well, you know, the interesting thing is I think that Apple and probably a lot of other people don't necessarily trust the government these days. And there's probably very good reason for people not to trust the government. But we're going to have to get over that, because right now we're faced with tremendous threats and individuals, radical jihadists, who want to destroy us. And we're going to have to weigh these things one against the other. I believe that what we need is a public-private partnership when it comes to all of these technical things and cybersecurity, because we're all at risk in a very significant way. So it's going to be a matter of people learning to trust each other, which means Apple needs to sit down with trustworthy members of the government. And that may have to wait until the next election, I don't know. But we'll see. They need to sit down with people they can trust and hammer out a relationship.